The Gospel according to Matthew, chapter 28. And after the Sabbath, as it began to dawn toward the first day of the week, Mary Magdalene and the other Mary came to see the sepulchre. And behold, there had been a great earthquake, for an angel of the Lord, having descended from heaven, came and rolled away the stone from the door and sat upon it. His appearance was like lightning, and his raiment was white as snow. From fear of him the keepers did shake and become like dead men. But the angel answered and said to the women, "Fear not, for I know that you seek Jesus, who was crucified. He is not here, for he has risen, as he said. Come, see the place where the Lord lay, and go quickly, and tell his disciples that he is risen from the dead. And behold, he goes before you into Galilee. There you shall see him. Lo, I have told you." And they went out quickly from the sepulchre with fear and great joy, and ran to tell his disciples. And as they were going to tell his disciples, behold, Jesus met them, saying, "Hail!" And they came and laid hold of his feet and worshipped him. Then Jesus said to them, "Fear not, go. Tell my brethren to go into Galilee, and there they shall see me." While they were going, behold, some of the guard came into the city and told the chief priests all things that were done. And when they came together with the elders, they held a consultation and gave much money to the soldiers, saying, "Say that his disciples came by night and stole him away while we were asleep. And if this shall be heard in the presence of the governor, we will persuade him and make you secure." And they took the money and did as they were taught. And their report of this matter is everywhere published among the Jews to this day. And the 11 disciples went away into Galilee, into the mountain, where Jesus had appointed to meet them. And when they saw him, they worshipped him. But some doubted. And Jesus came and spoke to them, saying, "All authority in heaven and on earth is given to me. Go, therefore, make disciples of all nations, immersing them into the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all things, whatever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you all the days, even to the end of the age."